Good morning, sisters and brothers. Welcome to Petaluma United Methodist Church and our time of worship in this special format of podcast worship. It's unique and powerful, and I invite you to grab a cup of coffee and kind of sit back and follow along and allow yourself to receive the gift of worship and the gift of love this day. We're really glad you're here and hope you will continue to seek us out. You can find us at www.petalumaumc.org, or you can drop by and visit someday. Hope to see you soon.
Please join me in the call to worship. We are called to be a holy people. This is not a holiness of rules and rigidity, but a holiness of heart and mind. In worship, we seek to open our spirits to His call so that our lives will be marked by acts of holiness and love. Come, let us worship God together. Please join me in the call to confession. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we are called into community so that we might serve God, one another, and the wider world. This community is a place of truth-telling, and it is in confession that we begin this journey of truth. Come, let us confess our missteps, our mistakes, and misdeeds before God in silent prayer. Assurance of pardon. Before we even ask, God's forgiving grace surrounds us, bidding us to receive this forgiveness. We are already loved. We are already accepted. We are forgiven. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is from Psalm. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever.
Mataninon de lesonia kotamina sami. Dunan rautin gondua. Do ya vichova no pavirvinaka? On a pavirvina vichova, and elongu to voco. An unrombosin elon the donu can any song song in lotu. A vaga de vichova, sakalebu, and angara mekila, queira kidanga, erando vinacata. A cavo turanga, cacavo gukun and on the vaca. Casa sanganimundu, nanon el dunu. Savacava menonumi, nanon of Avagamana. Sandoloma solguchova, Cayalo Loma. Sasulina kenda, vira ersa, rerebakikoya. En anonum tunga, nanona vila lati. Savata kilawut in a coco and in on the vaca, vira nanona tamata. En the sule vira, nanon revotavota, navimatintu. Sandina candondonu, navagavarit nilingana. Savandin in dinataki, non ivoro kedena. Savaton ditaka men a serenimundu. Casavaca en elondina, canelo do donu. Savador nambulo coia, vira non automata. Salicia, non avere lati, caserenimundu. Sacaso sava, carrevaki, avichova. Na rerevaki chova, sa kenei, vetibu di buku. Ersail mutu, kedena. Quir sabacava non on ibunau. San a serenimundu, non on a vinataki.
The second reading is from Mark 1, 21 to 28. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. This ends the reading.
Karone non delle soni sakoto mena marika no wasin dua, mena rosso bon dua, kino rosso vulgo walu. Wangwana kino rongo, arto salaku ki kapiniumi, ie ene singani bodhidengu, Sadur sarko koe ki na palinutu, ka wakatabu buli. Ara sa kurumbui na nona pabu buli, ni sa wakatabu li lira me baka indua sa tuba na lewa, ka sa wakataki, te itpatakira na punipola. Asa tiko e na nona pale ni lotu, indona tamata ka durumi koe indona ya lo velvela, asa ngongo loyu, kakaya, ulei, Adava vikindu tou I tisu na kaina serevi. Ko sa langbaga mai mo mai roi ki tou. Au sa kile iko na nona lendu na elso sawa ni kalu. A sa vunu viko e kutisu ka kaya mo ngalunga ka lauten mai bua. I ni sambila ki koea na elo vilabela sa ngongolo ino do mulebu sa ngai lauten mai bua. Ar sa rakurumbu I kida nga ka vakataringi Koya, Wakaira, Kakaya, Avavambekongo, Avavambekanibuungo, Kanir Savarota Waturana, Kukoe Vir and Elvela, Arsatali Rao Rawa, Asarong of Akisara, the Kenny Ron Rong, Kinavia Sana Kidanga, Kavavuliti Kalili, Vivinguba, Wakalota Tana Klo, and Nonavosa, and the Rong of the Rawa, Edamataka Nindai.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to start out today with a story, if I might, but first let's just center ourselves in prayer. Oh, holy God, we come with hearts full of love for all the blessings you have showered upon us. And in this moment, as we center ourselves in the sacred text, we ask that the meditations of our common heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, God. For you and you alone are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So, about that story, it goes back years ago, when I was a pastor in New York City. And a lot of our work in those days was with homeless folks. In our church, we had feeding programs and clothing. We had a free clothing store. We opened a shelter on the first floor of the parish house. And I just lived on the second floor, so I was pretty engaged in it all. But it was a time of wonderful community and immense power. Anyway, one of the people that we got to know really well during that time was a gentleman named Richie Caparella. Richie, though homeless, was fastidious. He always wore a suit and tie with shoes polished. I guess, you know, you might, if you were unkind, say Richie was a little crazy. He wasn't mean or aggressive, but his attachment to what most of us would name as reality was a bit tentative. He had an umbrella he carried, and on the underside he painted all the pictures of what he thought God looked like. He also knew his Bible really well. You could hear him in the church kitchen quoting the Psalms to, well, we weren't sure quite who he was talking to because no one was there. Anyway, he hung around the church a lot, sweeping and cleaning, and, you know, I let him sleep on the floor of my office at night. You could freeze to death in the streets of New York. And besides, he was part of us, our community. And in community, friends, you have each other's back, even, or perhaps especially, if the person is homeless and a bit off kilter. Richie attended worship with us and would always track me down after church with a sheaf of papers strewn with questions that he had about the sermon. We'd have coffee and chat at the diner across the street, and though I don't think I ever adequately answered his questions, to be honest, though he was too kind to say so. As I say, it was a time of power and love. Lots going on in that church. So, flash forward a few years. I had accepted a position as a campus pastor at UC Berkeley. And while there, we arranged a trip for students to travel to New York for a week to attend seminars at the Church Center at the UN on faith and international affairs. It was quite the thing. We had about 20 kids with us and quite the deal. So one night during this trip, we're in New York City, and the group of about 20 students, along with me, got on the number one subway train at 86th Street, and we were headed out for pizza. The train came screeching into the station and halted, and the doors to the train slid open, and we got on, and there, standing in the middle of the subway car, was Richie Caparella, dressed in his suit and wearing a sombrero. He saw me, and his eyes grew really wide, and he dropped to his knees, and he shouted really loud, "This is a man of God!" Well, my students looked at him, and they looked at me, and they were pretty much freaked out. And then I ran over and hugged Richie, and we had a grand reunion, which included him joining us for pizza. And over pepperoni and sausage, the students heard the story. But I gotta tell you, it was weird. Someone shouting out in public that I am or was a man of God. I mean, can you imagine? I hoped then and I hope now that this is actually true, but do you have to shout it from the rooftops? A little decorum, please. And besides, I guess I didn't want the world knowing I was holy, a man of God. Richie apparently did want the world to know. And all this kind of brings me right to this passage from the Gospel of Mark that we shared this morning. I mean, it's funny because this story gets translated in the line there. It says the guy here is a man with an unclean spirit. And the Greek word here actually is better translated as impure. But I would actually go a little further and say that a better word might be inappropriate. Eugene Peterson, in his version of the Bible called The Message, says it this way. He called the interloper deeply disturbed. I like that description best. And I think it captures the sense of this story in a powerful way. This guy, unclean, impure, or disturbed in the spirit, interrupts Jesus while he was teaching. And he says, "What business do you have with us here, Jesus, you Nazarene? I know what you're up to. You're the Holy One of God. You've come to destroy us." Wow. Friends, that's a mouthful. But despite the guy's paranoia, he does nail it. He speaks the utter truth. You are the Holy One. He said it out loud. He shouted it. And one wonders, how was Jesus really feeling about this? I mean, think of it. First of all, nobody likes to be interrupted when they're teaching or talking. So there's that. Also, there's this thing in biblical scholarship called the messianic secret, in that scripture has Jesus repeatedly telling folks not to tell anyone who he really is. That's a timing thing. He wasn't ready to let the word out yet. And then finally, there's this kind of embarrassing piece of shouting it out in public like that. I mean, really. I would say whether it's in Capernaum or on the New York subway, no one really wants to be accused publicly and loudly of being holy, right? Oh, what'd you do if you're walking down Petaluma Boulevard and someone comes up to you and says, "I know who you are. I know what you're up to. You're the Holy One of God." How would you react? What would you say? What would you do? I mean, there are a range of options, right? You could call him out like Jesus did, basically telling him to chill out. Remember now that mental illness in those days was understood commonly to be a sign of demon possession. So fulfilling the expectations of culture, Jesus calls out the demon, and of course, he comes out. But I want to suggest that it's not the demon. It's not the mental illness of either Richie or this guy in the Gospel of Mark. It's about being called holy in public. It's about someone pointing at you and outing you as a Christian, as a man or a woman or a child of God. And I'm convinced that this would be a problem for all of you, at least to some degree. Think of it. And yet, are we not holy? As ones created and called by God, are we not children of God? Are we not holy? And if this is so, why the embarrassment? Friends, I want to challenge us here today to own the reality that we are, in fact, a holy people. We are the ones who claim a connection to God through Christ Jesus. We're the ones who have decided to follow Jesus and live by his teachings. We're the ones who worship, even through pandemic, a mighty God. Oh, I know, most of us, including me, would not use the word holy if someone asked you to describe yourself, right? It's unseemly. We're such nervous, I think, about being holy. Maybe that's because we were taught that we are sinners and Jesus is holy. Or we're imperfect and Jesus is perfect. Well, friends, we are sinners and Jesus is holy. So are you. You see, being holy is not about being perfect. It's about who we are and about to who it is that we belong to. I mean, after all, the Israelites were a holy people, and heck, they sure know how to mess things up, didn't they? I mean, wow, Moses goes up the mountain and boom, they melt down all their gold and create an idol. Moses comes down and he smashes the tablets. And then King David puts his friend in harm's way on the battlefield so he can have his friend's wife. Now, there's a lot of that kind of thing goes on for the people of Israel, and yet they are holy people. They are God's people, just like you, just like me. We are God's people. We are holy people. We are loved and called. We are set aside for holy work, the work of healing, hope, compassion, and salvation. That, friends, is us. In fact, you know, the toy store, what was it, Toys R Us? It could be said that holiness are us. So I'm not particularly recommending running down Petaluma Boulevard and shouting about how holy we are. I somehow think that might not be helpful. But friends, can we together, here as community, as individuals, can we lay claim to being a holy people? Can we name ourselves as people of God? We are called. And though we sometimes may not feel it, we are worthy. We are, after all, created in God's image and called to model the love that God brings us in Jesus Christ. I think it would be kind of amazing if someone stopped on the lawn at 410 D Street while we were worshiping one Sunday and shouted, "I know who you are. You are a people of God. You are holy." Ha ha. Yes, I would actually like that, even if they interrupted my preaching to say it. So what do you say, friends? Shall we claim it? Shall we own the reality that we are holy, that we are a people of God? And shall we renew our ministries, our work, our love, our lives, our days, so that people who see us will know, not by our proclamation, not by our words, but by the way we live our lives, that we are indeed holy, that we are a people of God? I'm thinking, yeah. I'm thinking definitely. Let's do that. Let's do that with joy and thanksgiving. Let's do that together with open hearts, open minds, and open doors. Amen, and praise be to God. Would you pray with me? Gracious and wonderful God, we give you thanks for coming among us and living among us as the power of your Spirit in Christ Jesus. We give you thanks for your presence as we worship, for your presence as we walk and talk through all of our days. You linger among us and are the source of our hope and our salvation. And we honor you and worship you. And God, we come as community this day in prayer to bring before you the reality of who we are. For God, we are not a perfect people. We are a people who strive, who try, who love. And God, in each of us and in our communal reality, we stumble and struggle. For there are those among us, God, who are working their way through broken relationships, and we pray for healing. There are those among us, God, who suffer from grief because loved ones have been taken from them by disease and by this pandemic. And we ask that you shower the grieving with your presence and your Spirit. God, there are those among us who are feeling so alone and so isolated. And we ask that you bring the company of your Spirit to rest on ours, so that we might know that we are indeed not alone. Lord, each of us in our way carries with us a struggle of some kind. For we all have journeys to take, we all have growing to do, we all have wisdom to develop, and on this journey we need you and we need one another. So help us, God, to reach more fully to each other in community, and help us to turn in all things to you, for you are the source of it all for us. You are the source of all love, all hope, all healing. And we claim this, we celebrate this, and we're bold enough to ask for an outpouring of your Spirit on this church and this people, so that as we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by grace, not by proof. And so, God, we offer this prayer even as we offer ourselves in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Tamaki mami melo malangi, me varoro taikine damuni, me adamaina nomuni matintu, me dagana lo mamuni burbura, me pakasa daga melo malangi. Nisile me viki mami nisingongo na kaka nerutiki mami. Nimbukoda manda nineme miradala, me pakaki mami sambukoda, were sadadala viki mami. Nikaku nikotiki mami gine vere, kamuni vambule ike mami manada, nisa nomuni na matinitu, kena kaukaua, kena langilangi, asangani mundu. Amen.
Friends, this is the time in our worship life together when we pause to receive our gifts and tithes for the ministry of God's church in this place. Oh, we are grateful for your generosity and encourage you to keep doing so. There are many ways to give in this church, and even in the pandemic, you can write a check and drop it off at the church. You can send it through the good old U.S. mail. You can go online at www.petalumaumc.org, and you can donate through our website. And now, friends, you can even donate by texting, and that's a pretty easy process, and it's outlined in the bulletin here that's offered today. However you give, however you pledge, we're grateful for your participation, and we want you to know that your generosity makes many good things possible in Petaluma and around the world. And as we give our gifts now, we do so with a sense of thanksgiving and praise. Amen. Holy God, we offer these gifts as signs and symbols, tokens of our commitment to your way of life. We pledge that these gifts will be used faithfully, that we will give our lives, our resources, our whole persons to the healing and hope that you ask us to live. And so we give this day, we give it in recognition of lives committed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear these words of benediction. Now as we go this day, let us go as a holy people. Let us go as a people of God. And let us go not with braggadocio or boasting, but with lives that testify to this fact with such clarity that the world will turn, look at us, and say, there are holy ones. There are a people of God. We ask this, we pray this, we go forward in the name of the Creator, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.